State Senator Tom Hawk joins us on the phone here this morning on News Radio KMAN. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Brandon and Dave.
Pleasure to have you on once again. You know, it's been a wild week here, a very historic week in America, and we saw some things we never thought we'd see, including the Capitol being shut down here for a couple of days, at least some of the buildings there. What's this week been like for you in Topeka?
Actually, slow. It's been a one day in Topeka, actually, for me, and that was yesterday. We weren't in session Tuesday or Wednesday. Although I've got a committee meeting this morning and a couple other things going on after that, and another meeting this afternoon with one of our school board members and some other community people on an education proposal. So it's going to be a busy week. It's just an odd week.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we've seen a lot of strange things over this past year. Of course, shutting down early last year, but looking ahead to 2021, I know there's a lot of question marks. Of course, the budget's the big thing. You've had a chance to see what the governor's proposal is, and share with us, if you would, just kind of your thoughts on her initial proposal.
Well, it's let the arm wrestling begin. It's always a starting point. And I'm generally pleased with the governor's start. I know there's some legitimate concern about some of the specific areas, and certainly our funding for higher ed and K-State is one of those that I share with President Myers and our K-State community. But overall, if we have to be realistic that this is a pandemic, revenues are down, and they may be significantly down. It's really a lot of uncertainty, and I think we have to remain flexible and fluid. But the governor is trying to fund the biggest things, and she did give, at least in the main budget at K-State, a slight increase. We had allotments, and the CARES funds restored some of that, and so I'm pleased with that. She's maintaining funding for K-12, which is really constitutionally required, so I don't want to have to go to the expense and time and trouble of going back to the Supreme Court if we fall down. And she also made a commitment to keep funding our highways that were grossly neglected, which both hurt our economy and our infrastructure. So those were some of the high points. But we'll be working in subcommittees, probably starting in the next week or two, really looking at the detail of the budgets. And I just got my big budget book yesterday from Legislative Research, and oh, golly, it's 300 or 400 pages of very small print, and I'm really doing what they're doing at K-State, perusing particularly higher ed budgets. I plan on being on that budget subcommittee, and if we can find ways, either through the new federal dollars or some more state general fund money, to fill in what I think is a huge hole we're seeing, particularly at KU and K-State, I hope we can do that.
Yeah, we saw that this past week here, and President Myers is coming out and saying, you know, it's some of the deepest cuts that they've seen since 2009. And I know that's a little concerning for folks around here, because, you know, as K-State goes, Manhattan goes, and we want to make sure that you know, they continue to have success.
Oh, absolutely. It certainly is one of the critical areas for our community. Both our morale and our economy and our whole community spirit, along with Fort Riley and our small businesses and commercial activity. But it all public-private partnerships. Manhattan's probably one of the best examples in the state and maybe in the country of how all that fits together.
Do you anticipate that we'll see even higher cuts, given the makeup of the legislature right now, to higher education?
Well, I hate to be an alarmist, and I really dislike politicians that use fear tactics to sort of get whatever their desires and wants are. But I think I legitimately have a concern about some of the things I'm hearing in the Republican agenda. More the conservative Republican agenda, but as you well know, many of, in fact, most in the Senate of the moderate Republicans were wiped out in the primary, which I wish we had open primaries, another issue we can talk about someday. But at any rate, they're talking about doing some tax cuts, and revenues actually came in better during the pandemic than anybody, including the economists, thought. But if they do at least one of those proposals, that's a $329 million hole in the budget. And the governor has tried to borrow a little bit of money from the Pooled Money Investment Board, which is kind of a operational savings account that Governor Brownback used up most of the money that was in there, and we've been paying that back, and she's saying let's pay it back a little slower. And then there's a controversy about whether we refinance the farm or the house, is my metaphor for capers. We could do that, and that would give us enough budget flexibility so we could continue to support K-12 education, higher ed, highways, and our social safety net. So if they do some of the things that they want to do, I just don't think this is the right time to do those kinds of budget, what would result in revenue cuts if you give away the tax money right now. And a lot of that would be given away, I think, to the people who need it the least, the more upper-income folks. So I hope sanity prevails, but they do have the votes to pass it. I'm not sure they have the votes to sustain a governor's veto.
You know, speaking with State Senator Tom Hawk here on News Radio KMAN, you know, this is just kind of out of curiosity. Has there been any discussion about maybe expanding sports gambling in the state? I know that's been something that's been hashed out a few years back. I don't remember what year that might have been, but that could be a potential revenue generator. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, I'm not personally a big gambler. Well, for one reason, I always lose.
So, right.
The positive reinforcement that some people get out of gambling has never happened with me, and that I have a little difficulty with trying to get something for free. But I certainly don't quarrel with people who get good entertainment out of it. I think sports betting actually will pass this year. And that, unfortunately, a lot of people think, well, that's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars. It's probably only going to be $4 or $5 million. And the big political fight we've had is the casinos have tried to control the bill on it so that it doesn't compete with their casino revenue. And I think if the state expands it, we ought to expand it so the state gets significantly more revenue. So right now, it's not a huge amount of revenue, but I think there's a demand for it. People are doing it, you might say, illegally, without the state benefiting from it. So I know the governor and the lottery staff have been working on a good compromise, and assuming we don't shut down because of the pandemic, I think there's a good chance sports betting will pass.
Okay. Keep an eye on that one for sure. Well, as far as the coronavirus, yeah, we've seen phase two. It sounds like the governor announced yesterday that that's going to begin. Are you pleased with how vaccines are rolling out here in the state?
Yes. I think that there's probably going to be a lot of heartburn as people want to make sure they get their vaccine as soon as they can. I do want to do a shout-out to our Raleigh County Health Department and Julie Gibbs. I signed up for the vaccine last week when I saw that you could do that. Actually, it was a Facebook post. And I got the text yesterday, and I said, wow, I'm not, my 1:30 committee is not meeting. I jumped in the car and came up here and got my vaccine yesterday and then drove back to Topeka so I could vote on the bills that we had on the floor. Made kind of an exciting day for me and I-70, making sure I drove the speed limit, but I was very impressed with their first big effort for mass inoculation. Took me back to my grade school days when we got the polio vaccine not all of your listeners will remember that, but I can remember going to the community building in Colby, Kansas to get my sugar cube. And then I think we got our second dose at school in the nurse's office. But it's an enormous undertaking, and we've had tremendous pressure on our health department. And I just want to tip my hat off to all the people and the volunteers that worked yesterday. And I thought it was a great, great rollout, lots of people. And I know people had to wait a long time, but it looked to me to be a very effective first start.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, you know, because they only have a short amount of time that they can get those out to the people, and it's kind of a fluid process they have to do that by. Well, Senator Hawk, I know we're about out of time, but we appreciate you coming on here this morning. Any last words before we let you go?
Well, I still remain optimistic. I'm meeting. We have 14 new people in the Senate, and I'm gradually getting to meet them. And they're really nice people. I think you want the best for the state. And I do think we have to unite. This election got really nasty, and we saw what nasty could do when we had people, and some who maybe thought they were doing the right thing, that really violated the Constitution and used violence and really challenged our democracy. And I think we all have to recommit to listening to each other, getting along with each other, and supporting our Constitution, and not getting hung up in whatever political party we're in, or turn over our brains to one solution, whatever the issue is. And, you know, politics is serious, and it affects our daily lives, and I think we're seeing this especially, and I know people are frustrated, but I have great hope. I do believe Americans care about their country and understand the importance of our Constitution. I'm really disappointed at what happened January 6th, but I think it's a real wake-up call that we've got to figure out how to get along with each other and work together, and that's our future. So I'm going to keep plugging away at that in Topeka, and I'm going to encourage everybody here in my Senate district to do the same.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, Senator Hawk. We look forward to talking to you again down the road sometime.
Hey, thank you. Anytime, Brandon. You and Dave are the best. You know that. Take care.
Thank you so much.
It's always nice to get the reinforcement, though.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Thank
you, Senator.